Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Actor by Chris MacDonald, published by Michael Joseph in 2024. Today's book is all about acting, truth, and obsession. Adam Seeley is a method actor. Now in his 40s, he's finally on the brink of his biggest success yet. His performance in the film The Woodsman has brought him an award at Cannes, a nomination for a BAFTA, and the ultimate prize, an Oscar nomination. As an 18-year-old in Leeds, Adam got his first big break, the opportunity to study at a prestigious acting school called the Conservatoire in London. This is where he met his teacher and mentor, Jonathan Dawes, the man who encouraged Adam to reach deep into himself and his most personal traumas to find the most raw and real performances. But the controversial Jonathan is not an easy man to please, and Adam took himself to the brink of madness in order to find the truth in his characters. And not all of his fellow students made it through. Now when Adam is within arm's reach of an Oscar, someone begins posting messages online. Someone who knows the truth about what happened at the Conservatoire 20 years ago and how he and Jonathan were involved. Adam has paid the price for his art, pushing aside the girl he loved and obsessing over every detail. Even now, he has the reputation of being difficult and bordering on mentally ill. But if his biggest secret is revealed, will he lose his career? And without acting, who is Adam? The Actor is a fantastically engrossing, well-written thriller about perfection and obsession in the world of acting, Hollywood, and creativity. It's all about discipline and determination and the line between strict adherence to method and abuse. With a traumatic past, Adam latches on to acting to find himself, but is encouraged not to heal, but to mine his pain. The book is also about loneliness and giving up on everything for your art, to the point where Adam himself doesn't exist without a role to play. He's remorseful about what happened in acting school, but in real life, even when he knows what the right thing to do or say is, his acting always comes first, separating him further from the people who could help him. It's also about gurus and power and how far people can be pushed to achieve a peak performance, or how far they'd be willing to sacrifice in order to gain the adoration of the person they most admire. Is Jonathan a sadist or the best teacher in the world? The Actor is told from Adam's perspective in the early 2000s and now. His life at acting school, living in a squat, and his life as a celebrity, shielded from the rest of the world as he's shunted from photo shoot to plane to hotel suite. And yet the social media posts about his past pierce through his celebrity world as his manager and his public relations team worry about him losing his chance at the Oscar. So if you like art, obsession, celebrity, gurus, and Hamlet, I recommend you check out The Actor by Chris MacDonald. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.